This is the KASU 604 newscast for Wednesday, September 20th. I'm Brandon Tabor. The Jonesboro City Council will make a decision next month on whether to give elected officials, including themselves, pay raises. The proposal calls for a 6% pay raise for the mayor, the city clerk, the city attorney, and for the alderman. Jonesboro citizen Curtis Montgomery expressed concern about those on the council considering raises for each other. He says that should be left to the citizens of Jonesboro to decide.
They voted for you. They put you in this office. Therefore, they should have the say on whether to raise your salary, prolong it, put it off for a while, or whatever. Anything else is not proper and does not speak well for this body.
Alderman David McLean publicly stated that he thinks the city of Jonesboro has more pressing issues than pay raises for elected officials. Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin says the city's budget for 2018 will be extremely tight. Perrin says hiring freezes could be made, as well as the possibility of a sales tax election in the next couple of years to raise money. City is having to dip into reserves to pay for salaries and for the city to move forward, which Perrin says will not last long. At least 217 people are dead after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit Mexico City yesterday. Arkansas State University officials say they are trying to help students at the Querétaro campus reach their families. KASU's Jonathan Reeves has more.
Associate Vice Chancellor for Marketing and Communications at Arkansas State University, Dr. Bill Smith, says the campus is continuing with classes at this time while trying to help students reach families who may have been impacted by yesterday's quake in Mexico City. Vice Rector Dr. Brad Rollins says, unlike last month's earthquake in Mexico, the campus in Querétaro felt yesterday's quake. At this time, no damages were reported to campus Querétaro, and dedication ceremonies are still set to take place Thursday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time. Arkansas and Mexican officials will gather for the dedication ceremony of the first American-style university in Mexico. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.
A half-day symposium is scheduled today for potential growers and distributors of medical cannabis. The Arkansas Medical Marijuana Association, which is an industry trade group, will be hosting the event at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock Bowen School of Law. It comes after Monday's deadline to submit applications for cultivation and dispensary licenses. Keynote speaker will be TV host Montel Williams, who is an advocate for medical marijuana and is a member of the association's board. Get more local and regional news on KASU weekdays during NPR's Morning Edition, beginning at 5 a.m. at 91.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.